The following is an opinion, and only an opinion. These are actual, honest first impressions. If you don't like the opinion, feel free to never listen again.
Welcome to the Podcast Rodeo Show. I'm your host, Dave Jackson, from the School of Podcasting.com. If you're new to the show, we grab a random podcast and see how long we can hang on. Then I take my 17 years of podcasting experience and give you an honest first impression. Today, we're listening to Ground Effect. You can find them at groundeffectfandthenumber1.com. Their description from our good friends, Apple Podcast, it's short and sweet. It says, a podcast about the McLaren team and their journey into this new era of Formula One. And we will speed over to this Formula One podcast right after this. Maybe it's in your desk drawer or it's sitting on your dresser laughing at you. You know what I'm talking about. It's that microphone that you bought back in 2020. You had something to say and you were going to say it. And now it's 2023 and your brain has convinced you, yeah, that's a bad idea. And you say things like, well, I was bored during the pandemic. And if that's true, well, you're not the person I'm trying to reach. I'm talking to the person who had a solid idea with lots of passion and experience and personality. They just need some help and advice. And if that's you, go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener today and get access to courses, an awesome podcasting community, and as much one-on-one coaching as you need. It comes with a 30-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose or worry about. Go to schoolofpodcasting.com/listener and let's see what we can do together. And it goes a little something like this. We knew that was coming.
Welcome to Ground Effect, a podcast about the McLaren F1 team and their journey into this new era. My name is Nuno.
And I'm Jay, and in this podcast, we're going to talk each week about how McLaren are doing in the 2022 season as we enter the new regulations, as well as looking at the wider field and seeing what's happened across all the rest of the F1 teams and in the race and how that all ties together.
Gulf Air Bahrain Grand Prix. Jay, what the hell happened?
What happened? More than I was expecting to happen. More than I was expecting to happen. Let's put it that way. It was crazy, right?
It was very crazy. First of all, our McLaren, I don't know where, what happened.
I know. So I was reading a report today from Daniel Ricciardo. He just said that the car has more weaknesses than strengths right now. And it just breaks my heart to see them at the back of the grid.
Me too.
You know, me 14th too. And 15th on the grid after
all
the
race. Right. That's what I was looking for. Like, what happened?
Yeah, it was hurtful.
It's not good.
No, not at all. I don't know what the issue is. If it was just, apparently it's just not the brakes. Apparently there's a lot of stuff wrong.
So, yeah, I think from what I've seen, the guys just can't trust the car in the corners. They just don't have the downforce in the corners. And that's just slowing them down, and it's put them right towards the back end of the grid. I mean, it's not looking good for them either, because it's going to be at least three or four races before
Correct.
We can bring any
Correct.
Updates as well.
I think that, you know, at the moment for all the teams, we were thinking, I'm looking at the three races for them to get their problem sorted, right? At least three.
Yeah.
So it's that's the concerning part, is because if it was something that they would kick in next race, but no, this is a problem that will stay there for a while, and that hurts because
all right,
they were doing so well,
yeah,
they were doing so well last year, and we almost got a fourth again, and then
I think it didn't help with Dan, that he had, he had to miss so much of testing and things. I don't think that helped him.
Obviously,
but
not.
Even so, it was only, one place in the race difference between the two.
Yeah, and he finished ahead, right? He finished ahead of Lando. So even that, even his illness was not really, I think it's the car. That's it. The package is not there. That's basically what it is. So
it is.
All right.
And it's a shame because it looks so good.
It does.
It looks amazing.
It does.
It's the best looking car on the grid.
I think so. I think so too. And again, that detail of the Android on the wheels that makes it look like the logo animating when he's spinning is so cool. I find it so cool.
Yeah. All right. And now some more opinions.
But what a race. Other than that, what a race. What do you thought? What do you thought about our two friends in the front fighting it out for three laps? Huh? That was good. That's what we wanted to see.
It was amazing. Like the fact that the cars can follow so closely now, it was really good. The when Max and Charles were battling for those three or four laps, and I kept thinking, oh, you know, Max has got him here. He's got him. Like, he's just so quick on the straights. He's got him into turn one. And then the next thing I know, Charles is there, and he's by turn four, he's back past Max. And it's like, what is going on? Like, we haven't seen racing like that for years.
For years.
You'll get it for two or three corners, but not for four or five laps.
No, correct.
It just doesn't happen.
Correct. And on top of that, I don't know if you heard that, he was saying that he was actually doing it on purpose to give, Verstappen the DRS so that he could have it on that turn.
So as you might imagine, being an American, we don't get a lot of Formula One coverage over here. For whatever reason, it's probably on like ESPN 17 or something like that. But I like the fact that you started off quickly. I like the fact that you both said your names, so I knew what was going on. I will say at the very beginning, I think he was just super excited. But Jay came out of the gate super fast, where he was just running his words together and without even saying anything like that. It was super hard to understand. And here's what I mean.
In this podcast, we're going to talk each week about how McLaren are doing in the 2022 season as we enter the new regulations, as well as looking at the wider field and seeing what's happened across all the rest of the F1 teams.
The 2022 season is we go to the new regulations. I was like, holy cow, easy there. The other thing, now that I think about it, is I would go up to some people and say, hey, we're doing a show called Ground Effect. What do you think it's about? Because to me, I'm thinking Monsanto, maybe like farming and dirt, ground effect. And again, my guess is ground effect is some sort of inside baseball kind of thing about Formula One racing. But you might want to add a tagline to that. Ground effect, colon, a look inside the McLaren team in F1 or something to get the word F1 into the title of your show. The thing I would talk about here is, okay, so I missed the race. And it took me a while for you guys to say, yeah, we came in 14th place. So you might want to paint the picture a little bit. And I kind of can go both ways. On one hand, you could tease us and say it was one of the worst races in however many years or whatever. So we kind of set the stage, because if somebody's tuning in, did we win? And you say, nope, we came in 14th place, they might leave. So I kind of see both sides of this. You kind of want to tease people. But I think if there's a way to summarize the race, you know, it was a great race. We had great racing for at least five laps that like we haven't had in years, kind of tease that. And then explain how the McLaren team didn't do that well. So we kind of know, like, let's summarize the race so I know what you're talking about. And then, because I don't even know, I guess it was in Bahrain, so we know that. But, and then, now that I know what kind of a scope of what we're talking about, now go in and dig that deeper. Like you were saying, how it's just the car, apparently. It looks great, but boy, the thing isn't working the way it's supposed to. And dig into that. And then you were talking about the two guys that were doing, I guess, in first and second place. They were great. And that's where you can really kind of talk in a way, if you can, to trigger the theater of the mind, you know, about how, oh man, when they almost cut him off on the inside track, you know, kind of describe what's going on maybe. But as someone who barely understands what Formula One is, I've seen it, you know, a few times on TV here in the States. The fact that you kind of just jumped into it, I think you're assuming that your audience either A, has already seen the race, or B, it's just so into Formula One, you can just jump right on into it. So for me, I thought the audio was decent. Like I say, when he first started off, I was like, wait a minute, I gotta kind of get my ears adjusted to the speed at which he talks. And I don't think that was so much his accent. It's just he just talked really fast there. Holy cow. But in general, it is exactly what it says it is, which it's two guys talking Formula One about the McLaren team. And so if you don't want to know about the McLaren team, then don't listen to this show. So all in all, again, if you want to check it out, it's Ground Effect and then the number one and then .com will take you over to their website. Now, if you'd like your show right here on the Podcast Rodeo Show, go over to podcastrodeoshow.com/store and pick the different types of review that you would like to hear. This was called a first impression because, as you just heard, I listened to the beginning of it and I give you my first impression. And you can, again, order that over at podcastrodeoshow.com/store. I'm Dave Jackson from the School of Podcasting.com, reminding you that there's always room for improvement. So the episode's over, and you and I were in line right now at like a convenience store, and I had a bottle of Coke. Would you put mine on the tab? Well, you can do that now. Go to podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks. It's just a way of saying, hey, Dave, great show. Thanks. I double dog dare you. podcastrodeoshow.com/thanks.